But now, the life of Mary Southern. Yesterday, Dr. John Benson took the witness stand in defense of Mary's husband, Max Sanders. At once, the crafty district attorney began to hint strongly of Benson's love for the defendant's wife. Hinted as strongly that under the circumstances, the witness would be likely to try to make Mary happy by giving testimony that would free her husband. Infuriated by this deliberate misinterpretation of his motives, Benson leaped to his feet, saying, "Suppose I do love Mary Sanders. If I wanted to commit perjury for her sake, why shouldn't I want to make sure that Max Sanders goes to prison? For my sake." Words beyond recall. Words that may echo and re-echo through many lives for many years to come. It is early the next day. Mary, remaining home with her invalid sister-in-law, Phyllis, waits for Daddy Stratford to come home with news of the morning session in court.
Mary, oh, you mustn't be so upset. Please sit down.
Oh, no, it's much more restful for me to walk up and down like you said. Oh, all right, dear. There. Better? Tell me, Mary. Tell me what you think of the trial. Haven't Daddy or Danny kept you informed?
No. I want to know what you think, Mary.
Oh. You know what happened yesterday, then?
About Dr. Benson?
Yes, about Dr. Benson. John.
Yes. Was it very dreadful, Mary?
Oh, I don't know yet, Phyllis. I was stunned like a man who's been hit by a bullet. He falls because... Well, because he's hit and because he's hurt, but he doesn't know that yet. There's no pain. That comes later.
Poor Mary.
Oh, let's not say poor Mary. Let's say poor John. John's a reputable surgeon with a large practice among respectable people. There's no telling how people are going to take what he said yesterday on his stand.
It's just the same way he sort of dragged you into it, didn't he?
No, but he was careful.
Careful? You call jumping up and shouting things like that in court being careful?
Now, wait, Phyllis. John spoke very clearly. He didn't say we weren't in love with each other.
Yeah, he said he liked you.
Oh, no, he didn't, dear. He said, suppose you love me. Suppose. Don't you see? For the sake of argument, for the sake of confounding the prosecutor.
I don't know. Goodness, how do you suppose Max feels about it?
Oh, Max knows that John was figuring on a way to save him yesterday. Yes, John was furious with the prosecutor. But angry as he was, that calculating surgeon's brain of his was thinking sharply. I'm sure of it now.
Well, I hope it turns out all right.
John made it pretty clear that if the district attorney's insinuations were true, why wouldn't it be reasonable for John to want to see Max in prison instead of committing perjury to free him? Right back in the district attorney's teeth. Well, it was even clever. He didn't really admit anything.
Well, look, then do you think he helped Max's case just a little?
I think the jury will be more inclined to believe Max's story of how he became involved with the gangster, yes.
Oh, I hope so, Mary. I hope so.
Of course you do, Phyllis. Well, I hope so.
But Max is my brother.
Remember, he's my husband, too. His liberty means a lot to me, too.
I wasn't thinking just about myself.
I'm thinking about you, though, Phyllis. And believe me, even if they send Max away for a while, you're going to be cured.
Without Max to help, well, how? How?
Now, Phyllis, you're going to be cured. Think how much easier it'll be for Max to know that his sister's carrying on the fight for her health without him. You won't feel that he's failed you then, will you?
Well, that's true, isn't it?
And you'll make Danny so happy, too. Don't forget that.
No, I've never forgotten that. Never.
So win, lose, or draw with Max, you're going to win.
And if Max is acquitted...
So much the better. You win in a walk. And I really mean walk.
Mary, do you think you'll win?
Reverend Blaine testified for Max this morning. He knows as well, better than anyone, that Max is telling the truth.
Oh, fine. They'll believe the Reverend.
Oh, Reverend Blaine's a darling, but... He gets terribly flustered under fire, Phyllis.
Oh.
But Danny will be home soon so that Danny and I can go to court. Phyllis, we'll know after tonight, I think.
Oh, it'll be all over.
you think? Better or worse? Oh, that'll be bad now. We'll find out more, huh?
Hello, Mary.
We've been waiting for you, Daddy.
Close the door and let's go into the living room, Mary.
Well, Daddy, what happened?
Where's Phyllis? How are you, girl?
Oh, I'm all right, Daddy. We're waiting to hear from you, though.
Well, now, now. Whatever I got to say has nothing to do with
it. Daddy, what happened in court this morning? Daddy? They didn't mean that the verdict already.
Oh, no.
Did you ever go and testify?
Mary, the less said about the Reverend's testimony, the better.
Oh, but they simply had to believe him, Daddy.
Well, so they did. Whatever he could tell them. Kid, the poor Reverend just went to pieces and pulled near the court.
Then his testimony
wasn't worth that. Not worth a snap. The DA got him all mixed up in debts, got him rattled in his story. Nothing made sense.
Well, didn't I owe you cross-examination?
Sure he did. Cheney did himself proud for the home team. And the DA shows what good friends Cheney and Max has got to be, and still, everything Cheney said was good for Max, he explained away and gone to waste.
I see. And what about John's testimony yesterday?
Best thing that could have happened, in a way.
Oh, I'm glad. Then it wasn't wasted. I'm through now. Goodbye. Goodbye, Phyllis.
Goodbye.
Cheer up, dear.
Pick up Danny at the hotel. I might ask you.
All right, Daddy. I do want to be with Max when it happens.
Whatever happens.
Yeah. Whatever happens.
Consider, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the imposing mass of evidence against the defendant. Consider also the defense. What is the defense? Why, it's little more than an unbelievable fairy tale told by the defendant himself and feebly supported by testimony offered by his friends. Mind you, his friends. And by a man of the cloth, who, though sincere and utterly believable, is obvious. Not sure of anything he has to say in Max Sanders' behalf. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, here was one, Max Sanders, a trusted public servant, allying himself with gangsters, racketeers, and gunmen, betraying that sacred trust vested in him for the sake of an
will the foreman of the jury please rise? Has the jury reached a decision?
We have, Your Honor.
How do you find the defendant?
We, the jury, in the case of the State versus Max Sanders, find the defendant guilty.
Guilty. Max Sanders guilty? There's nothing for us